Shorter catechism this week is, which is the 10th commandment? And the answer is, the 10th commandment is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Now the placement of this one as the 10th, the last of the 10, is helpfully explained and is illustrated by the Apostle Paul's selection of this one as the way in which the law was used by God to show the exceeding sinfulness of his sin. Romans 7, he's talking about how the law is good, but he is bad, and the fact that he breaks the law doesn't make the law bad. It makes the law useful for exposing sin and showing the greatness of sin's sinfulness. And he picks this one. He says, yeah, I thought I was doing a good job keeping my sin in check. And then the law came along and said, thou shalt not covet. And there was such wicked sin and so much sin in me that my response to hearing thou shalt not covet was unable to do anything but covet. That the law exposes that we are lawbreakers, that we are sinners, that we are against God. And so you have that teaching of the Lord Jesus's, which we have been following throughout our study of the Ten Commandments, throughout our time in the Shorter Catechism of the Ten Commandments, that the law is internal, that not murdering requires of our hearts, that not committing adultery requires of our hearts. But here is where it's explicit, even in the Ten Commandments, because coveting is something that takes place in our hearts. The tenth looks like it's redundant with the eighth. You shall not steal your neighbor's stuff, and you shall not desire your neighbor's stuff. Except for this is the one that that shows us that honoring authority, not committing murder, not committing adultery, not stealing, not lying or bearing false witness, that all of these have that heart component. So it's a conclusion to the second table of the law, highlighting the heart component of all of the other commands. And it's a conclusion of the law as a whole, because not coveting what is our neighbor's reminds us that the God who made us has also made others, and he is the one who is appointed to each his providence. And so that's the connection between loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, the first great commandment, the first table of the law, and loving our neighbor as ourself, the second great commandment, the second table of the law, is we're not the only ones who are made in God's image who need to respond to him in the way that the first four commandments teach. He's made an entire world full of other image bearers who then are our neighbors. And if they are in his image, then A, we love them for his sake, and B, we need to be content with what the Lord has decided to do with us and with what the Lord has decided to do with them. Now, some of the specifics of that are going to come out more when we consider what this commandment requires and what this commandment forbids. But for the purposes of this catechism question, we're just thinking, how does this commandment, being the 10th commandment, function within the 10, and really as a conclusion to the second table, also within the second table of the law. So the Lord, the law of God, governs not just what we do externally, but what we do internally. And love of neighbor is not just a matter that is between us and our neighbor. It is a matter between us and our Creator, and our neighbor, and our neighbor's Creator. So that's, when you're memorizing this week, which is the 10th commandment, I hope you'll be thinking about the fact that the Lord emphasized those particular things. The relationship of the first great commandment to the second, the first table to the second, and also the necessity of having our hearts governed by the law of God.